www.defaultradio.com. Today, Saturday, March 20th, and you're listening to Default Daily. Everybody, what up? This is Decoder. You are on phone number 206-222-5585. Default Daily, the telephonic version of Default Radio. And I'm joined here with my co-host of Default Radio.
Not there, of course.
What is up?
Not much, man.
Yo. And we got a lot of news today, man. A lot of fucking news. Now, just to let everyone know, my voicemail box, if you want to reach me directly, is 206-333-1942. 206-333-1942. And, not theory, man. We got so many fucking messages on this box that half of them were bumped out. Because you can only get 20 messages on here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. So I listened to a few just so I could give shouts to everyone who left messages, fucking Crash Dust, Neuro, a lot of people left messages, man. Roxana, she left a message. A lot of people out there.
Mm-hmm. You might want to move into K7 box, just email yourself WAV files of the shit.
Ah, but then, you know, that's always a hassle.
Yeah, people start messing with it, yeah.
That's a big fucking hassle. But anyway, this is the Default Daily program. And if you missed yesterday's show, by the way, you can hear that right now on 206-279-0928. That's 206-279-0928. And hopefully the directory should be, I should actually make a directory pretty soon, which you're going to be able to hear on 206-888-3334, 206-888-3334, which is going to be the Laser Freak directory. And, man, there's a lot of shit that went down, man. A lot of shit. And we're going to talk about it right here on Default Daily.
All right, let's do it. What's first?
Well, I missed one thing. Default Radio, episode 18, that came out yesterday with myself, you, Doug, and Strom Coffin, which actually the unedited, no music version could be heard on 206-222-4177. And, you know, a few people fucking actually use that. I gave, you know, advance warning on the on this Default Daily show here yesterday. And they called it up and actually sat there for the whole hour.
Wow.
And proved it to me by telling me what went down at the end of that episode. That didn't go down on the stream, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, man, people actually used it, you know? People actually fucking use it. Oh, and I almost forgot one other thing. Punchdown. Punchdown has made a bunch, like I said yesterday, that people should go and record shit from phone trips. Well, he did it. He put a bunch of them out there. And as a matter of fact, I'm not going to list them up here, but I am going to put them on the directory pretty soon. So when the directory gets up, all the fucking numbers that he made with all the with the recordings from phone trips, I'm going to list them off there.
Very cool. Yeah, he was up till, I was up till like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. I think he was up that whole time setting these things up too.
So yeah, he said it was hard work, man. And the one,
a lot of work to it.
There was one thing that I failed to realize is the fact that these laser voicemail boxes, which of course you can get your own at 206-376-1000, but if you press any DTMF during the recording, it drops it and it kills the recording. And I didn't realize that might be a problem with recording some of these things online, these MP3s, and the real audio shit from phone trips, because there's DTMF in there, you know? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of DTMF in previous episodes of Default Radio. There was none in episode 18, of course, because it was being, I had a laser box on my three-way recording it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which Doug said was a better version than his.
Really?
No, actually.
Say I'm important.
Well, he has like these fucking wave files that are fucking like the master copies of the waves are like fucking 500 megs.
Jesus.
Which he discards, I believe.
Oh, of course.
Plus, yeah, I mean, you would think. Like, I remember when Doug had CB's own radio up. When he had that shit up, and he had asked Duel if he could play some, you know, old episodes of RFA. And Duel was like, yo, I'll send you the high-quality ones on like, CDs and shit. So apparently, fucking, there's high-quality versions of RFA. Not a default, though.
Nope, of course not.
Nah, you get that 16, fucking, what am I even trying to say? I don't even know.
16 kilohertz, 16 kilobit, mono, baby.
Yeah, mono, motherfucker. You know what, though? It's easier to do that with the mono, because let me tell you, there's some songs that I want to use on here that got different shit coming out of each speaker, so I can't use them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Unless I get both, move my fucking whole goddamn house around to get both speakers next to each other. And it might echo if I did that.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
That's definitely not going to work.
Oh, well.
But yeah, yo, you set up some shit, didn't you?
Yeah, I set up a couple things. I gave a shot at setting up Evan Doorbell's How I Became a Freak Part 1. On my asterisk box. The number for that is 810-223-0003. And before anybody calls it, I'll give the disclaimer I gave to everybody. It catches Flex Diana. You can't block your call.
No, you're just lying. You just press *67. Doctor is not going to get your number. He's just trying to sound cool, everybody. So, you know, just call direct.
No, I'm just trying to let you guys know.
Call direct from your landline.
Sure, yeah, call it direct. You
not
know
true.
Just to prove it. I'll add an extra extension onto it that's an ANAC, just to make it
good. You should.
At some point. Yeah, I should.
Maybe you could take Lucky's idea and make the a CNAC. Did you ever hear that idea?
No.
Lucky apparently wanted to make a number that would read back real-time flex and caller ID all on the same number, and he was going to call it a CNAC. And it would read back, well, maybe not, that wasn't going to be called the CNAC. It was going to be a number that read back exactly what would be displayed on a caller ID. So that if you were blocking caller ID, it would tell you that. It would be like private number. But if you weren't blocking caller ID, it would read back exactly what would be displayed on any caller ID box, and he was going to call it a CNAC, a caller ID number announcement system.
Interesting. Yeah, unfortunately, on this number, I can't do it because it's using the IAX protocol, and it's getting the Flex ANI directly from the PRI.
Yeah, so it's getting the calling party number, regardless if you press *67 or not. See, everybody be careful.
Same.
Not theory wants to own you, so.
No, listen, I don't really care about owning anybody. I don't care about owning anybody at all. That's why I'm letting you guys know. Otherwise, I would have just been like, yeah, sure, call it, no problem.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah, call it, dude, call it through a calling card. I guess you could call it op-diverting, but it's going to cost you a fucking arm and a leg.
Beige box.
So, yeah, you could beige box it. I'll get your neighbor's phone numbers, then I'll call them up and I'll ask them.
Hell yeah. That's what I would do.
You don't like your neighbors? Do it.
Beige box.
Maybe just spoof your ANI to me.
Or you could do what Lucky does and use those VoIP calling cards from ZeroSense.com.
Oh, that's right.
Zero spelled out.
Or something.
30 or 40 bucks a month. The cool thing is that if you actually sign up with them with your number and you tell them your home phone number or whatever number you want to sign up with them, when you call, of course, there's local access numbers like all over the fucking country, so there's bound to be one local to you. And if you sign up with them with a phone number, when you call that local access number from the phone number that you signed up with them with, you don't have to enter a passcode, which is good and bad.
Because they're using Flex ANI?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, no, actually, I think they're using caller ID.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, so you could do that. So if you got Lucky's number, if you don't, I'll give it to you after the show. And you could use his VoIP calling card. Not like it matters, because it's a flat monthly rate. I don't even think he would care. So let's just do it.
Awesome.
And while I'm on that topic, just let me digress for 2 seconds about this topic. I know we probably mentioned this on the regular default radio, but I'm going to mention it here for people who maybe didn't hear that episode. When you use this thing from ZeroCents.com, which is ZeroCents.com, basically what happens is you call that local number, the local number to you, right? And whether you have to enter a passcode or not is really irrelevant. But, you know, you make your phone call off of it, and what it's going to display on the person's caller ID who you're calling is their local number that they would call if they had ZeroCents.com. So if Lucky was to call me, he's calling his local number in Southern California. You know what I'm saying? And then when he calls me, my caller ID would show up with the local number that I would call if indeed I had a ZeroCents.com card. Wow. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Some calling cards work like that. The MCI calling cards used to work like that, as a matter of fact. They might still. I don't even know. I don't have one.
Nope, me neither.
Yeah, fuck MCI. Fuck that, man. Fuck MCI. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, let me think. Back on track to what we were talking about. Yeah, so if you dial up that number.
Say the number once again, just in case.
It's 810-223-0003. Unless on crack, which I couldn't.
No, that's it.
When you call that up, it shouldn't ring at all. You should just immediately get a dial tone. And when you get to the dial tone, if you dial 1, you'll hear Evan Doorbell's How I Became a Freak, Part 1.
How long is that?
If you dial. What's that?
How long is that?
I think it's like 20 minutes.
Okay.
It's long, but it's worth it.
Yeah, just let people know what they're getting into, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Then if you dial, it'll come up to a menu that says, you know, Welcome to the Radio Freak America Archive. Then it'll ask you to enter the 2-digit show number, and if you enter, like, 55 or something like that, it'll take you to RFA 55. It'll play through the whole thing.
Really?
And at any time, if you're listening to one of these things and you want to get out of them, just hit any DTMF and it'll take you back to the menu you're on.
You're going
to
see me in your box all fucking day. You're just going to see my number in there fucking much.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
You're going to.
Traffic to everybody.
I bet you would.
I'm just that kind of guy.
I know.
So, yeah, and if you're on the RFA menu and you want to get back to the main menu or the dial tone, just hit the pound sign and it'll take you back to the dial tone.
And then if you hit 3, you get a DINREV.
You get the Binary Revolution Archive. And Binary Revolution Radio uses a 3-digit code, so if you want, you know, episode 1, you got to dial 001.
Yeah, so you save everything with a 0.
Yeah.
Okay.
And same thing with RFA. If you want episode 1, you know, you press 01, and it'll tell you just in case, because, you know, it's VoIP, so sometimes it does weird shit. In case it gets the numbers mixed up, it says before it plays the show.
Kind of like how you've been breaking up this entire episode?
Of course. it'll say, you know, you're about to hear Radio Freak America episode, and then it'll read off the number that it's going to play.
Nice. So, you know, of course, default radio isn't on there.
Default radio is not on there because you guys chose the most complicated numbering system ever. Episode 2.5, episode 6.6.
I already told you how to do this, man. I already told you how to do this.
Well, it doesn't work for episode 1111. I got to add another.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we already do have a 4-digit.
Oh,
no. So when default radio finally gets on there, that's going to be in a 4-digit format. Episode 1 will be 0001, and episode 6.66 is going to be 0666. It's going to be the most confusing thing ever.
And that's... No, what I think I'm going to do for default is you're going to dial DTMF numbers into a script. So what will happen is if you want episode 1, you'll dial 1, whatever.
Okay, so you have to do it.
2. If you want episode 2.5, you'll dial something either 2*5 or 2#5.
Okay, so you're going to make the point an actual fucking DTMF.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to do all sorts of...
Because I know that next week, Doug is going to release, like, episode 5 to, like, 50 digits just to fuck with my system.
Oh, we are. You watch.
So, once you do that, I'll be ready.
Well, didn't you once... actually have the idea that we should, for the name format for the episodes, that we should start using MD5 hash?
Yeah, either MD5 or like straight up SHA-1 hashing, so it's like 30 or 40 characters of random garbage.
We're probably going to do that. we actually thought about it, and I think that's what we're going to do, so in the future.
that sounds good to me, man.
You'll see it.
You could also use Unicode, so you could just release the episodes in Japanese or something like that.
Oh, awesome. And then, you know, like people like me who never get that install on demand shit will just see the fucking boxes.
Yep, exactly.
Awesome. Every episode will be just a bunch of... Oh, that's great. What's the fucking...
We do great things at default radio.
What's the assignment on the fucking... on the keyboard for that box? Is it Alt... Oh, I forgot. God, do you know offhand?
For what box?
The little square. All fucking. It's not all 169, is it?
No.
Or is that the upside down question mark?
Upside down exclamation point. I think 168 the upside down question mark.
Okay.
I think 254. I think we'll give you a box.
254.
See, there's a couple of them. There's 254.
Oh no, there's a million. No, that's an underline. That's an underline. 168 is the upside down question mark. Yeah, 169 is an underline.
178.
I forgot. Well, if somebody knows how to get that little fucking box, let us know, because I forgot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Doesn't matter. That's totally useless.
No, it isn't. I use that thing all the time.
The little box?
Yeah. Well, the Owen decoder is that little box.
Oh.
No, actually, it's not. That's a fucking lie.
Anyway. All right, so in any case, this asterisk box is going to have more episodes and more stuff on it eventually, and the menu is going to change, but whatever. You guys will figure it out. And eventually, maybe there'll be some cool hidden shit on there, some leap zero-day shit.
I know. I have an idea. You should make, there should be an option on there that it will read back to you the A&Is, everybody who's called that day.
That's not a bad idea.
That'd be nice. Everybody will get my number.
That'd be perfect.
That'd be fucking great.
I'll just make it so that if you hit one number, it'll drop you into a sequence, and then every time somebody calls in, it just reads off their A&I to you.
That's awesome. Actually, you know, I'm going to give out a few of these numbers right now. I'm looking at this thing right here. I'm going to give out a few of fucking Punchdown's numbers. Just because I feel like it. Let's see here. This apparently is the toll station in Shenandoah National Park, Virginia, recorded in August 1976. 206-888-1428. Once again, 206-888-1428. The next one is Busy Signals and Ring Sounds from Around the U.S., 1971. And that's, these are all area code 206. I'm sick of reading off that area code. I hate it now. These are all Busy Signals and Ring Sounds. 424-6188. 424-6188. And, Group L Salute to the Operators is 279-0309, 279-0309. And the Voomph tape from 1974 is 333-7386, 333-7386. And I think there's two more. Okay, Dom Tuffy, if anybody knows about him.
He's the best.
Dom Tuffy calls his office, which can be heard on 333-4783, 333-4783. And I think there's one more. Okay, for some reason, this is what he also lists. This is the number he found when he misdialed this number, which the number you're on right now, once again, is 222-5585. Well, apparently Punchdown accidentally called 222-8858, and he says it's some dumb bitch that doesn't know how to talk, and then like an 8-minute backstreet rap music shit. So call up 222-8858 and flood that bitch's box.
Man, I almost think I should fucking tie that in right now.
No, don't. Please don't. No.
It'll be good fun.
Nah,
I'll leave it alone.
Shit. Well, that's it. You know what I forgot to do? And I'm going to remember to do this in the future. I forgot to say what time it was at the beginning. You know, sometimes people want to know when we actually recorded this. So if you got all the way through, it's 5:15 p.m. right here on the East Coast currently. So you know when we recorded this. That's the thing. I got to start getting an actual format with the way we're going to do this. You know, not just the date, which actually, the reason I say the date at the beginning, that was actually suggested by Tron. And it was a good idea. He's right. You know, people want to know, just in case they forgot we did the previous day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know which, you know, if this is the most current version when I recorded it. So he was right. I put the date. And it was a good idea. Now I'm thinking myself I should also put the time. I think it would be pretty cool. Maybe not at the very beginning, but after the music plays, just to let people know, hey, you know, it's 5 o'clock here on the East Coast. Something like that.
Not a bad idea.
But yeah. So I don't know if anybody's out there still fucking listening. I don't know, should we just keep fucking doing this? Should we just let it record, pretend we're done with the show, and then just have a conversation?
I don't know about that.
Just to piss people off?
Man, you know, next time I can just set it up so that I can just leave blank. You know, I can switch it to another line and then just leave silence for like 2 hours.
That'd be nice. They would think with, like, coming back, like those CDs where it like plays, there's like a hidden track and then it plays silence for like 2 hours and then it comes to the hidden track.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? Wow, I just lost my fucking train of thought. I was going to say something and then I completely forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Apparently, and we really don't know who's doing this. It's fucking the funniest thing in the world. But apparently, now, when you dial 212-867-5309, you hear an error message. And it tells you that, you know, the number, 212-867-5309, has been changed. The new number is, and then it reads off the number that you would get to hear this.
Hmm.
Very odd. Have you heard that yet?
I don't think so.
It's fucking, I just called it up just to see what was going on with it, and sure enough, that's what it said. It said the number's been changed to 206-222-5585.
Not bad.
Yeah, which is kind of the reason why I said, at the beginning of this episode, I said the URL. That was the reason I did that, in case you were wondering.
Oh, actually, no, wait, I did give it a call, I believe, and the thing that I noticed is that as soon as it's done with the error message, it goes right to the voicemail. It tells you to leave a message. I think next time there should be a bunch of silence and then...
Not silence.
You know,
do what I do. Reorder.
No, what?
No, reorder for like 10 minutes.
You gotta have a little bit of silence first.
Well, yeah, a little bit of silence and then drop to a reorder for like 20
That's
minutes.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then in 25 minutes or so, then you go to a milliwatt.
Nice.
Just in case people are that dedicated.
I don't think they'll let you record that long on there. It's not a laser voicemail box.
Oh, it's not? What is it, exactly?
It's a cell phone.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a cell phone. Apparently, and I don't know this for a fact, but my assumption that I'm having is that the person who was trying to sell it on eBay pulled the plug, and what that individual did was they advertised the fact that it was being sold on the number itself, right? Which is actually, if anybody out there wants to call 213-867-5309, that actually does the same thing. It's a voicemail message telling you that the number is for sale. It gives you information on what to do if you wish to purchase that number. And I think that's what happened with 212-867-5309. I think someone bought it, ported it to a cell phone that they don't use just to, like, save it there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably got a brand new cell phone and service just to do this. And figured, okay, I'll use that, you know, when I feel like it, but for now I'm not going to use it. Well, maybe they should have at least changed the password. That's all I'm thinking. Unless, and this is a possibility, people have brought up this fact, people have mentioned this, that perhaps the person who purchased it is the one who's doing all this on there, putting all this advertising the show on there. Someone had brought up that possibility, and it's a possibility. We can't rule it out, you know what I'm saying?
Very true.
I mean, it could be, you know, just because fucking people listen to the show doesn't mean they don't have loot. I mean, it's a pretty good fucking chance that they don't, but it doesn't mean that they really don't have loot.
Now, what are you talking about? All of us are loaded completely.
Well, I know I am, but that doesn't mean everyone else is.
Yeah, I suppose.
Anyway, I think we're running really fucking long here. I don't even know how long I've been going. But,
no fucking idea.
Yeah, that's it, man. I think the show gets longer and longer every day, but you know what the most fucked up thing is? That people listen to this more than they do the fucking regular radio show.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
It's fucking astounding. It's astounding, bro. Completely fucking out of this. I don't even know what to say. It's mind-boggling, truly.
I have no idea what's going on.
And the other thing that's mind-boggling is that we've actually updated this every day.
Yeah.
Since Thursday, since St. Patrick's Day, when I did this shit with fucking ibuprofen. Every fucking day we've done it again. I don't know if people are going to hear this because on yesterday's episode I had mentioned that that I might not update it for the weekend. So maybe people aren't going to call back till Monday, but you know, if they do, they're going to hear this.
Very cool. Why don't you just post about it in the forums? People
will call it out. Well, there's other people besides people on the forums calling this, man.
Oh, no, I understand that.
You know, so.
Oh, yeah, you should post it on the broken forums, man.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They're broken. I don't have long distance. Can you tell me what it does? Dude.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Fucking, what's the most someone can spend per minute for long distance? Like, what's the absolute most? $0.10 per minute?
Oh, in Marstadt, $13.50, I think.
No, I'm talking from fucking U.S. to U.S.
I know, I'm just fucking with you.
Continental U.S., $0.10 a minute is the absolute top. And failing that, right, maybe you're going to use a dial around that has perhaps a connection fee. So what's the connection fee? $0.50 tops? And then the fucking per minute's going to be $0.10 tops? And the fucking message is going to be longer than a minute or 2 minutes. Not longer than a minute. So you're going to be spending $0.50 tops. And they say, I don't have long distance.
Unless you use 1010-288.
35 cents a minute. Unless
I made a 1 minute call with 1010-288 about 6 months ago, and I got billed $5.
Okay, I know a girl, actually, who had a similar experience. She used 1010-288, and they charged her $20 to use it for a 2 minute call.
Wow.
I'm one of these people. Now, did you get a separate bill from AT&T, or was that billed onto your actual phone bill?
It was onto my Verizon bill.
Weird, because AT&T isn't supposed to do that. When I used 1010-288 just once, just as an experiment to see if AT&T would overcharge me, they sent me a bill from AT&T, okay? It got to my address, and it was just really odd that they sent me this bill, and it was the 35 cents charge for that 1 minute, and then a 4 cents tax, so 39 cents is what the bill was for. And it also informed me that I had $200 credit with them. Now that I've set up this account, like I guess I unknowingly set up an account by using their PIC code, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened was, as my form of political protest, I didn't pay it. I refused to pay it, right? I said, I'm not going to send these people their 39 cents. No fucking way. I was going to send them a stamp in an envelope, because I think that's legal. I think you actually can pay in United States postage stamps.
No way.
I think you can, actually. I think it's legal. But anyway, it was my form of protest. I chose not to pay it. Well, they kept sending me month after month these bills. You know what I'm saying? Always 39 cents. You haven't paid. You haven't paid. You haven't paid. You still owe us 39 cents. And then one day, you know what happened? I got a bill in the mail, and my balance was zero. Okay? And I said, wow, maybe some good Samaritan at AT&T paid the 39 cents. No. Do you know what happened?
What?
My balance was zero. The 39 cents was taken off, and instead of my credit with them being $200, my credit with them was $100 now.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it?
See, I don't understand, if you have a $200 credit, why they want the 39 cents. Shouldn't they take it from the $200 credit?
No, it wasn't a $200. It was just like, that's how much I could use 1010-288 for. Once I hit that $200 mark with them for without paying it is when they discontinue my use of it.
Nice.
And that 39 cents, that went on for like 6 months. I didn't pay them, and then finally I just got the bill for zero, and my credit was only $100 with them. So right now I can only rack up $100 with 1010-288, which I don't know. If I was using 1010-288 to call this, I would have dropped 5 minutes ago. Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. I get hit with a $4.50 connection charge and then 35 cents a minute.
Yes, you know who did that to me? Talk America, who's a part of AT&T, who also sent me a special bill just from them. And you know what they charged me for calling?
What's that?
A milliwatt on a 959 number in Iowa.
Wow.
I dialed up 1010-288-1515. I think it was 1010-288. It might have been another pick that I thought was AT&T, but I dialed up the pick code. I think it was 1016111, which used to be AT&T around here. I'm not sure if it still is for everyone. It's not for me. It might be for other people. They just fucked me over. But I dialed 1010-611-1515-959-1000. Okay? It gave me a milliwatt. Not supposed to charge you for 959 numbers. Well, but as everyone knows, milliwatts supervise. You know what I'm saying? They're charged test numbers. And I got a bill from Talk America for like $4 for the connection fee. And my favorite part about this bill is the city it says I called. Do you know what city 515-959 is? What city and state?
I have no idea.
You want to take a wild guess?
I could look it up right now.
No, you can't look it up because the city doesn't exist. 959 is a non-geographic prefix.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
That's exactly right. Do you want to know what they said on the bill, though, the city and state was?
What?
Plant Test, Iowa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I love that though.
Yeah, I've got it from Nampa right here. It says multiple OCN listings.
That's right. Plant Test Iowa, according to Talk America. And if you see the commercials on TV for Talk America, it's just like Telecom USA is MCI. Talk America is AT&T. Fuck them. And you know what? I think that's about it for today. Do you got any shout-outs to anybody?
I get Tess Strom and Punch Down, and that's all I can think of right now.
Yeah, definitely shouts to Strom and Punch Down for setting stuff up on these laser boxes. And like I said, soon I'm going to have the Laser Freak directory up, which is going to be 206-888-3334. Will be the Laser Freak directory soon, within the coming days. And shout-outs to everybody who left me voicemail. You know, I'm sorry that we had an influx of voicemail one night. Like, a lot of people left voicemails, and a bunch of them got deleted. But shout-outs to everyone who left voicemail. Keep leaving voicemail. I'm going to try to record the voicemails every day just so we don't lose them. And that's about it, man. So this has been another episode of the Daily Default Telephone Program, coming at you live and direct from New York. And we're out of here. Later.
Later.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.